Today's Lord's word is from Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 to 11. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, and even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. இன்றைய தேவனுடைய வார்த்தை பிலிப்பியர் 2:5-11 முடிய, கிறிஸ்து இயேசுவிலிருந்த சிந்தையே உங்களிலும் இருக்க கடவுது. அவர் தேவனுடைய ரூபமாய் இருந்தும் தேவனுக்கு சமமாய் இருப்பதை கொள்ளையாடின பொருளாக எண்ணாமல், தம்மைத்தாமே வெறுமையாக்கி அடிமையின் ரூபம் எடுத்து மனுஷர் சாயலானார். அவர் மனுஷ ரூபமாய் காணப்பட்டு மரண பரியந்தம், அதாவது சிலுவையின் மரண பரியந்தமும் கீழ்ப்படிந்தவராகி தம்மைத்தாமே தாழ்த்தினார். ஆதலால் தேவன் எல்லாவற்றிற்கும் மேலாக அவரை உயர்த்தி இயேசுவின் நாமத்தில் வானோர் பூதலத்தோர் பூமியின் கீழானோருடைய முழங்கால் யாவும் முடங்கும்படிக்கும் பிதாவாகிய தேவனுக்கு மகிமையாக இயேசு கிறிஸ்து கர்த்தர் என்று நாவுகள் யாவும் அறிக்கை பண்ணும்படிக்கும் எல்லா நாமத்திற்கும் மேலான நாமத்தை அவருக்கு தந்தருளினார். ஆமென்.
Now I invite pastor to give the message.
It's a joy and a privilege to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, Christmas is an amazing season where, you know, all of us get to enjoy celebrating the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to share with you three things that I think is important when you think about why Jesus came into the world. In the Gospel of John, Jesus, the picture is that Jesus is standing before the Roman governor, Pilate, and Pilate is questioning him, and Jesus looks at this Roman governor and he tells him, "For this cause I was born, and for this cause I came into the world." And Pilate asks him, you know, why? And he says, to witness the truth, to share with the world the truth. And what is the truth? And Pilate goes on to ask him, what is truth? And Jesus later on would say to his disciples, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me." So when we think about Christmas and the reason why Jesus came into the world, it's important we understand he came to reveal the Father to us. And the Bible says no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son of God came to reveal God to us. And so, when you think about Christmas, I want to share with you these three things that I think is important. First is the humility of God. Now, when we think about God, we always think in terms of, you know, his grandeur, his glory, his majesty, his power. And we see that in creation, right? When you think about the world that we live in, we're amazed at the creation of God. And yet, this amazing, great, God of all creation, the God of gods, the very Lord of all the universe, came down and became man for us. The passage that was read to us earlier from Philippians chapter 2 talks about how the mind of Christ, you and I need the mind of Christ. And Paul, the apostle, explains, what is the mind of Christ? Jesus, God, co-equal with the Father and the Holy Spirit, came down and became man for us. That is the humility of God. In fact, the Bible says that he humbled himself and took on the form of a man. Now, years ago, I heard this story of a father and a son who enjoyed taking walks through the woods. And one day, the father was trying to explain to his son the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the son did not understand why God would become man and why he would come into the world for us. And so as they were walking along, this little boy accidentally stepped on an ant hill. And as he stumbled, he looked at the ants that were there that were just running here and there. And he was sad that he had, brought this upon the ants. And so he looked at his dad and said, "Dad, just please tell them I'm not here to, destroy them. I'm here to help them. And I don't want them to run away." For which the dad said, "Son, the ants cannot understand what you're trying to tell them unless you become one of them. And when you talk to them as an ant, they will understand what you're trying to tell them." And then the father went on to explain to his son, that is exactly why Jesus came into the world. To tell us that you and I don't have to be afraid. We don't have to worry and fear. And we don't have to live without him. And so, as we think about Christmas, why Jesus came into the world, he came to reveal the Father to us. He came to tell us that he loves us with an everlasting love. You know, the Bible says that, as we heard earlier on, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The humility of God is that God became man for us. Secondly, the grace of God. What is the grace of God? Grace is God giving to us what we don't deserve. Mercy is God withholding from us what we rightly deserve. Jesus, the Bible says, came full of grace and full of truth. And in fact, the Bible says that you and I are saved and redeemed because of the grace of God. And the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to tell us that he is the God of all grace. He wants to save us. He wants us to have a relationship with him. God loves us so much that he not only created us in his own image, that he came into the world to tell us that you and I can be redeemed from our sins. Thirdly, it talks about the love of God, which is willing to lay down his life for us. The love of God is so great that he came, as we heard earlier, that he not only came just to tell us that he loves us, but to lay down his life for us. He came to die for us. Now, we have an empty manger. Jesus is no longer a little baby. We have an empty cross because he died for our sins. And then we have an empty tomb in which he was buried, but he was raised again from the dead. He's alive. We worship a living God. We're not worshiping a dead God. We're worshiping a God who came into the world for us. He lived for us. He died for us. And he rose again from the dead. And that is why you and I have a glorious hope and a future. I don't know what you're afraid of today, but I want you to know that Jesus will do for you three things that is so powerful. It's life-changing. First, he delivers us from all our fears. As human beings, we go through different kinds of fears from time to time. But because Jesus came into the world, he can deliver us from all of our fears, including the fear of death. You know, the ultimate fear that every human being has is the fear of death. And the Bible says that is the last enemy, and Jesus came to destroy that enemy called the fear of death. You know, you and I can have an amazing hope in the future because Jesus not only came to give us life on earth, but he came to give us eternal life beyond this life on earth. You know, life doesn't end with this earthly life. And that's why the Bible says Jesus came to give us eternal life. He delivers us from all our fears. And then he comes to give us peace. That's why he's called the Prince of Peace. Today, man is looking for peace. He longs for peace. Every human being longs for peace. And that is why Jesus died on the cross, shed his precious blood, that you and I can experience the peace of God. The symbol of the cross simply means you can have peace with God and peace with all human beings. That is the peace of God that Jesus came to give. And Jesus said, "My peace I give to you, not as the world gives. My peace I give to you." You know, when we have this wonderful peace that Jesus came to give us, when you have that peace, you know, even in the midst of the storms of life, you and I can walk in this perfect peace, knowing that he is there with us. Emmanuel, God with us. No matter what you and I go through in life, he promises, "I will never leave, I will never forsake you." You and I need that peace that only Jesus can give. Finally, he came to give us eternal life. You know, eternal life is so wonderful. Our life on earth is short. People live 70, 80, 90, 100, maybe 110, you know, however long we live on this earth. Thank God for this wonderful earthly life. But this life is temporary. Eternity is a long time. And God has given us this earthly life just to be able to enjoy all the blessings that he gives us. Thank God for, you know, health and strength, family, and, you know, every other blessing that you and I enjoy in this earth. But beyond this earthly life, God has something called eternal life. Now, our body is only the house that you and I live in. God has given us a soul and a spirit. Okay? And our soul is eternal. It never dies. And that's why, after our life on earth, God wants to give us eternal life. That's why Jesus came and paid for our salvation, the forgiveness of sins. We saw that beautiful skit that was enacted earlier. How sin destroys our life. What is sin? Sin is rebellion against God. Sin is breaking the law of God. Sin is turning our backs on God. And Jesus came to redeem us from our sins. In fact, the name Jesus simply means he will save us from our sins. So every time you say Jesus, it means he's your Savior. And that's why the Bible says that God has given him a name that is above every other name. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Why? Because the name Jesus means he sets us free from our sins. What is it that is holding us back from God? Our sins. And Jesus, by shedding his blood for us, became the atonement for our sins. So that after this earthly life is over, we can go to live with him forever and ever and ever. Because Jesus rose again from the dead, you and I have this amazing hope of eternal life, because we have a life after this life which Jesus came to give us. And so this evening, as we think about Christmas and why Jesus came into the world, I want to encourage you to think about how much he loves you, how much he cares about you. I remember as a 19-year-old, back in 1983, I was in my second year in college, and I was lost. And I had tried pretty much everything in life, and I was a broken young man, didn't know what I was doing with my life. And I remember crying out to God, saying, God, what is the meaning and purpose of my life? And I remember the Lord Jesus Christ touching my life in a meeting like this, where I was sitting, I was actually standing at the back. And this preacher, you know, that evening was preaching, and halfway through his sermon, he stopped and he pointed his finger at me and he said, young man, God has done so much for you. What have you done for him? And I was thinking to myself, what does this man know about me? And that day, God began to speak to me. He said, Visu, I gave you life. I gave you my life. I laid down my life for you. What have you done for me? And I said, God, my life is in a big mess. I really don't have anything to offer you. I said, God, if you want to do something with my life, you take my life and you can use me for your glory. And Jesus came into my life. That night, the Lord gave me an assurance that because I committed my life to Christ, he gave me an assurance. He said, I have blotted out as a thick cloud your transgressions, and as a cloud your sins. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. From Isaiah 44:22. And that night I gave my heart to Jesus. It's been over 35 years, and I can tell you, he has never failed me once. I have failed him many times. He has never left me. He has never forsaken me. There is no one like Jesus, the one who will be with you always. He not only forgives you of your sins, he will be with you. He will guide you. He will teach you. He'll be your best friend you can count on. No matter what you go through in life, he will be with you. And that's an assurance no human being can give us. Thank God for family, friends, wonderful people. But they cannot be with us always. There are times you and I are all by ourselves. And I can tell you that Jesus will be with you in your loneliest time. In a time when you feel forsaken, lost, he will be there for you. He will lift you up. He will comfort you. He will strengthen you. He will cause you to walk in his ways. And this evening, I just want to share this love of God with you, that he will bless your life and he will make you a blessing. My broken life, it was so broken, so messed up. He took it and he made something out of it. And I want you to know that you may not have gone through what I have been through in life, but we all go through stuff. We all go through different things. And at the end of it all, there's only one thing that you and I need, is to find the purpose of God for our lives. You were created for a reason. There is a purpose behind your life. You're not just another number. You're not an accident. But God purposed you. God put you in on this earth for a reason. He has a plan. He wants you to find his plan and purpose. And the only way you can find that plan and purpose is by coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he will bless you and make you a blessing. And so tonight, before we close, I just want to pray with you. If you would please close your eyes for a moment. I don't know where you stand in your relationship with God. Is your Creator, who came down to become your Redeemer, and He wants to come into your life. Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man, if any woman hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in." He's knocking at your heart's door. And if you've never opened your life to Him, He wants to come in. He wants to be your best friend. He wants to be your Savior. He wants to be your Lord. Will you open up your heart to Him this evening? If you're saying, "Yes, I want to open my heart to Jesus. I want to know Him. I want to lead you in a prayer." And so, for those who want to pray this prayer, you know, for the first time, I want to encourage all of us, if you would please repeat this prayer after me, saying, "Lord Jesus, thank you for your love for me. Thank you for coming into the world for me. I open my heart to you. Come in, Lord Jesus, and be my Lord and Savior. Wash me in your blood. Forgive me of all my sins. And guide me in your ways. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And help me to live for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen." I want to just pray a blessing over you. Father, I thank you for every person here this evening. We thank you for the joy of celebrating your birth. Thank you, Lord, for revealing your love and that you came for us. We love you, Lord Jesus. We thank you that you are alive and you are there with us even now. We thank you for your presence, Lord. Father, I pray for your blessing on every person here. Lord, you know their hearts. You know their needs. Place your hands upon them. You bless them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.